This is Christopher Smith, the host of A Hell Called Ohio. The most recent episode ended up being a three-part series, mostly because I'm stupid and I didn't hit record. The first part was actually done on Facebook as a live, and then the two remaining parts were also a portion of the live. Going forward, if you'd like to participate in our live events, just check the page at A Hell Called Ohio on Facebook. I can also be messaged on there if you have any other questions. We would also like to increase our member participation, so if you have any suggestions, please feel free to submit them or message. Thank you.
Kendrick Lamar?
Huh?
Who's a Kendrick Lamar?
No, my son on Shay 45.
As I pulled up, I'm just reading through here.
They ain't got it on them?
Doesn't look like it.
They was charging me.
Oh, they took it off? Who's the host of Shay 45?
Sway.
Yeah,
Sway.
It's him and Sway. My son is Sway. M-Y-S-O-N-N-E, right?
M-Y-S-O-N-N-E.
Okay, hold on.
And Sway.
It has 8 minutes to one on here. It says freestyles on Flex. And then it says on Sway in the morning.
Oh, they don't.
How much,
dude, I didn't finish watching Bauer, but that shit was so hard, that line. There's way too many Tommies and not enough ghosts.
How much, hey Steve, how much sadistic shit have you been listening to? Have you heard, it's called In Heaven?
Yep.
That's probably one of my favorite. That one and Plague.
Listen, that one too.
Plague. Now here's an obscure one. I'm trying to think of. I don't know if anybody knows what this is called.
That shit was like, boy,
hold on now. I want you to listen. Finish listening to it.
You listen to this.
You didn't get through the whole thing.
Really?
No. We started it. We started that. Dude, there's some bars. We've got some bars in there.
Who is it?
It's that Phil at Tom McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
He didn't finish listening to it.
Facts don't care about the feelings. Ain't their neighbor because he wears a mask or he stays home. Has a daughter, but his favorite artist said he slays hoes. Picks her up from school, music slaps on the way home. Censorship's an issue because they choose what they erase. There's the difference between hate speech and speech that you hate.
You guys know what?
You like that one, didn't you?
You guys know what Cotard syndrome is?
Censorship's an issue.
It is.
Because they censor what you hate. Hate speech is speech that you hate. Hold on, I need to read.
You know what I'm telling you? You got some good lines, bro. See all these people screaming facts, but they fake woke. Hate their neighbor because he wears a mask or he stays home. Has a daughter, but his favorite artist said he slays hoes. Picks her up from school, music slaps on the way home. Censorship's an issue because they choose what they erase. There's the difference between hate speech and speech that you hate. I think Black Lives Matter was the stupidest name. When the system screwed everyone exactly the same. I just want to spend Thanksgiving Day with food and my family. Without being accused of celebrating Native casualties. We got so divided it's black and white. You see how he brought it back around? Because I saw the look on your face when he said it.
He will.
I saw the look on your face.
He brought it back.
Finish listening.
I'm about to say, because I already know already know he has a history of bringing it back. But like, they underfunded. I feel like he's roping me in. I know he's roping me in. That's why I paused it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because the food gonna get there way faster.
That's what I'm saying. You have to listen to what he's saying.
But I knew it was coming though. Yo, my DoorDash definitely getting here faster than the police.
You damn right, yeah.
Yo, and like, you know what's even funny about, because facts don't care about feelings, is like a Trump thing. That's like a Trump thing, but like, he's like,
don't make it not true though.
Yeah, like he like throwing it back at you. You know what I'm saying? Politicians are for sale and someone always makes the purchase. But you and I cannot afford it. Our democracy is worth it. If a man has mental illness, call him crazy, say it's that's a bar too. Cause like, only the elite, like the shirt you just bought, only the elite can actually afford to like, that's a bar too. Sleeping with a football team to try and be a virgin. Politicians are for sale and someone always makes the purchase. But you and I cannot afford it. Our democracy is worthless. If a man has mental illness, call him crazy, say it silently. The country's going crazy, we accept it as society. Get sick and take a pill when the side effects get you high. You get addicted like these rappers dying, fighting with sobriety. Censoring the facts turns our children into idiots. They claim it's for our safety. I'll tell you what it really is. Removing information that empowers all the citizens. The truth doesn't damage points of view that are legitimate. Trying to change amen to amen and women. How we let them make praying a microaggression. Instead of asking God for the strength to keep winning, we cheat to get ahead and then we ask him for forgiveness. Feminism used to be the most righteous of fights, but these days it feels like they secretly hate guys. I don't trust anyone who bleeds for a week and don't die. Just kidding. But everything else that I said is right. I like this shit. No, I like this shit a lot. I like this shit a lot. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like this shit a lot. Because, like, all he's doing is, like, saying, like, he's making it controversial to pull you in. Yeah.
He's George Carlin-ing, you know.
I mean, really, dude, that's a really good analogy, right?
Yeah. He's making it controversial just to pull you in, but, like, if you actually sit and listening to it.
Hold on. So, this is one of his very first ones that got him started.
Alright. Hit a white boy. I cannot feel guilty for that I didn't do, but I can understand the reasons why you think that I should. Yeah, I'm white, but I never put your neck in no noose. And I never burnt a cross or hit my face with a hood. You can't just like racist because I'm related to people who did some terrible way back before I was alive. My parents brought me up to treat everyone as an equal. I refuse to feel ashamed because of my pretty blue eyes. This is that shot guy. Anyone who labels me as that because of my family genetics. This is the one that got him put on the map. Pathetic. Don't be proud that you're black. Don't hate me for some credit. I'm not the white devil. Neo-Nazi cop trying to pull the trigger. You can call me what you want, but I still never say the white race as a whole ain't the enemy. Because race is white people, but we're far from that collectively. I gotta get this all the way from the beginning.
I mean, yeah, I did.
I cannot feel guilty that I didn't do, but I can understand the reasons why you think that I should. Yeah, I'm white, but I never put
was alive. My parents brought me up to treat everyone as an equal. I refuse to feel ashamed because of my pretty blue eyes. And not some white supremacist. Anyone who labels me as bad because of my family genetics. The hatred for Caucasians is so pathetic. Don't be proud that you're black, but don't hate me for some credit.
I kind of like that he had the class like so mixed. So I went to Mifflin, so like my shit was predominantly black. But when I went to college, like my classroom looked more like this. So like I kind of like, you know,
the video is crazy, ain't it?
Especially like because when I went to college, I met white people that was more like oblivious to shit.
Yeah,
like the white people that kind of grew up around me, like they knew
what's up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So like,
but there's a lot that don't.
Exactly.
A lot
you know
what I'm
saying? So like when I went to college, it was like why should I be, because like,
they didn't understand.
Exactly. So like
that's what he's playing.
Yeah. And so this visual, I even where I just paused it on like.
Yeah,
like,
him looking at him like, what the fuck?
The fuck? I can identify with
but
that.
But that's what he's playing.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not the white devil, neo-Nazi cop trying to pull the trigger. You can call me what you want, but I'd still never say the white race as a whole ain't the enemy. Because race is white people, but we're far from that collectively. I get it.
Right?
But yeah, because you can't say that. Yeah, you can't. So I get what he's saying.
A lot of people don't like it, though.
But I get what he's saying. Like, yo, like, I'm not them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
still need to pay me.
Yeah.
It's a fucking waste of energy.
45 or 17, we all bleed the same. Martin Luther King or Kennedy. They're angry, I'm reciting the facts. It's white and he raps, it's all the culture right in the sacks. Okay, it's fire, but we let the flame siphon the gas. So this corny little hunky man, the whitey is whack. He let history perpetuate the hatred within. And then he paint me with the brush you painted slave owners with. Yeah.
Tell me that bar ain't hard as fuck right there. That's my favorite one out of that whole song.
I get what he's
trying to do.
I get what he's going for. You're openly hating, and God willing, one day I'll have a kid of my own. I refuse to let you really hate my wife or my baby, so go ahead and hate the races. I pray for their extinction. If you want to hate the white people, just make the distinction. Hey, I'll have a kid of my own. Right?
If you want to hate the white people, just make the distinction between the ones who got the best for everyone regardless and the ones who built the system just to slaughter you. The fraction you say, I know what you've been thinking. How's this great white male in 2018? You're making me the villain by demon, not ones who built the system just to slaughter you. The fraction stop before you say, I know what you've been thinking. How's this great white male in 2018? You're making me the villain by demonizing my race. The things I didn't do and decisions I didn't make. No one that I call a friend has ever owned a slave. And neither did our dads or my dad's dad. Saints acknowledging atrocities were wrongly committed. It's all that I can offer when I'm wrongly convicted. I would never hate a man for what God gave him in pigments and I would never.
Okay, so that in itself.
You heard it, right?
He said I'm wrongly convicted. So, like, that in itself was like a bar. Because like he's tapping in to every year.
It went both ways.
Like there's literally no way that like
you
no
can't take that wrong.
Like no black person can
not understand.
Not identify with being wrongly convicted.
Right.
He's coming at it at a different angle, but I get what he's saying. You know what I'm saying?
statements, and I would never plot against him just because he is different. I would never judge a human for the cards he was given, or call him lesser than myself because of the race that he's mixed with. White people that you hate aren't your neighbors or lawyers. They're the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Bushes, and Royals. They're the people who...
Okay, so
you're like, man, I went left.
No, but that's a bar, though. That's a bar. Because I grew up,
there's a difference
around a lot of white motherfuckers who was just like me.
There's a difference.
And like, I ain't gonna say his name on camera, but like, there was this one white boy that I felt like, yo, like he had the little mullet, he had the little bangs and shit. He was like a trailer park type of white boy. Mm-hmm. But he was just like me. You know what I'm saying? So like, motherfucker was robbing motherfuckers. Like, yo, he was hood. Like, he was hood. And I ended up bumping into him, like, when I was working the Hollywood Video. I ain't seen him in a year. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? He's like, yo, I just got out. I'm like, man, because like, you know, like he was running them motherfuckers' houses and shit. Like, he was just a hood motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that was my dude. Like, I always fucked with him. And like, I seen his brother like 2 weeks later. Like, yo, man, how your brother doing? He was like, he locked back up. I'm like, fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like a trailer park type of white boy. You know what I'm saying? But I never looked at him as like different than me, because no. Like, he was just on some hood shit. So, status, man, that's a bull.
I'm a lesser than myself because of the race that he's mixed with. White people that you hate aren't your neighbors or lawyers. They're the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Bushes.
Yeah, like my neighbors is like, you know what I'm saying?
The water and oil and injected your communities with drugs that is spoiled. Got no patience for Nazis. I think they're better off dead. I'm fighting hatred with hatred and oils. They're the people who monopolize the water and oil and injected your communities with drugs that is spoiled.
Okay, so when was this recorded?
In 2018.
So this shit is relevant right now.
Yeah.
Because the water and oil.
Yes. Yes.
See.
Yes. Your neighbors are lawyers. They're the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Bushes, and Royals. They're the people who...
And like Jerry Jones right now is like hiking up the price. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I thought you would like this video, but I need to hear your real reaction.
Yeah.
But if you listen to what this
dude's
saying,
I have a. Do either of you know what Cotard syndrome is?
No.
So it's a psychological disorder where somebody thinks that they're dead, or
I'm
they're.
Dead. I'm alive.
Okay. Well, there's a disorder where people actually think that they're dead, mm-hmm. and
is
they're seeing
the
everything.
Disorder.
No, they think that everything around them and themselves is dead or dying. So
Bruce Willis there.
Not today.
What about Haley Joel Osment or whatever the fuck?
This is actually one of Sadistic songs.
Wait. Both of y'all ball headed. I feel like y'all were close. Am I dead?
Yeah. Breathe on a mirror. We'll tell you for sure.
I don't feel like that. I feel like they lied to us.
That's why I just blamed it. Like the beat in this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I like this time we've done.
First time he tied, then Mikey tied. Why am I so dead inside? Maggots fill this hand of mine. My tongue slide paper to catch the flies. I spit them out towards a wretched sky. Water tastes like a sexicide. Watch it take out my sense of pride. It's a genocide of my genocide. They so surgical with that ass. So I mercs all in my path. No merciful in my path. I am a monster, I can never be altered. Burning the altars, watch them all.
All his shit sounds like a horror movie.
One day that I'll turn into sulfur.
That shit will like a horror movie.
Yeah, it does.
Dead in the head, I was born like this. Born like this. Dead in the head, I was born like this.
Because that's like Dane Cook. He's great in movies. His stand-up is terrible. Yeah.
So we're just talking about stand-up.
Like, I prefer Martin's movies and TV shows
over his stand-up. Yeah, because Run Tell That was terrible. Yeah.
Alright, I'll give you three, but I almost could interchange these three.
Okay. Right.
Carlin, Pryor, and Murphy.
We all agree on them.
Right. I mean, I can interchange them three depending on which one we're talking about. Like, what special...
See, I was thinking Red Fox. I was thinking Red Fox. Ain't gonna be too many more motherfuckers.
Like, I can go, them are my top three, and you can put them in any order you want to. We literally all agreed
on them three.
Right. Yeah. So we can get them out the way, right?
Like, I said Carlin, Pryor, Murphy also.
Okay, so they can get out the way. Because if you don't put them in your top five, we got issues.
There's something fucking wrong with
yes.
Like, I need to know what your brand of comedy is. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
After that, I'm gonna say Bernie Mac. Ooh, God, I got a few that I could put in there at five.
You can give us a couple honorable mentions afterwards if it makes it easier.
See, I don't know where to go. love Bert. Like that you can't.
Neither one of us mentioned Bernie.
Dude, his stand.
Bernie's in my top 10, but he's not in my top 5.
I respect it. So you know what I'm saying? Funny. Yeah, I still respect it. I was just watching Players Club last night.
Bucking naked.
Yeah. I was just watching.
Well, round head, North Devon Baptist Church. We call this a little sinny. Round head between Normandy and Weston. We call this a little 20. Y'all finish it.
Let me hit that for my cataracts.
You didn't put in on this, man.
Oh Lord, he know what I want.
Yeah, it's like, what is it? Is it Jackson? What's her name? Miss Parker! Lord is my shepherd, he know what I want.
We was just praying, baby.
That movie.
Bernie Mac
is that is the movie with the most one-liners in the history of all time.
I really need that. King's a comedy.
Going to the soul. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, Dev Comedy.
No, man. Dude, that shit was hilarious.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
And then I will probably have to say my 5 would be Chappelle.
Okay. See, so I had Chappelle in my 5.
Because he was there, and there's a couple, but yeah. If I had to reduce it down, Chappelle
so would be my 5. He gave us 2 very strong ones, Chris Rock and Robin Williams.
Well, see.
And Robin Williams.
See, those were the other two, but if you gave me them with Chappelle, I'm picking Chappelle.
See, I didn't have Bernie in mind. And I respect
him. I love Bernie.
So his
style of comedy, I absolutely.
My 5 was the same 3, Chappelle and Patrice O'Neal.
A little different.
But it's a respectable difference. Yeah, it's a respectable difference. And like the same thing I said about Robin Williams.
Your taste. Like,
now, what's funny?
I don't care who the fuck you are. Them first 3 have.
So I want to know if I got an honorable mention.
That's like Jordan. That's like Jordan Magic Bird. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Here's an honorable mention. I don't know if either of you agree. Joe Rogan.
Because of the podcast.
No, see, his stand-up is fucking amazing.
But he don't have enough material.
Yeah.
Because
of the podcast. He's got
what it is all his material is in clubs. He didn't broadcast any of his material.
So like because
he's
so
funny as fuck.
You ever see the one he did about National Geographic?
Dude, he is funny. Hilarious.
That shit was hilarious.
For me, because of the podcast, I will accept it as an honorable mention. Don't pull up shit. I know you about to pull up shit.
I want to see if the National Geographic shit is up there because I was fucking.
But he don't belong up there.
I will accept the honorable mention because of the podcast. I won't accept the honorable mention just on the strength of his comedy.
Nah, I can't. He's funny. He's like, in that Dane Cook category.
Right.
Like, he's as funny as Dane Cook is.
Like, he in that, like, 20 to 25 range.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he might make top 20.
I would go Cat Williams. Obviously, I'm going to go Chris Rock. I'm going to go...
Robin Williams.
Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Martin. I'm going to go Martin before I go Joe Rogan.
Dude.
What's the Indian dude's name?
Hold on.
The Indian...
Hold on.
You know what I'm talking about. The Indian dude.
I know who you're talking about.
Daniel Wayne.
Dude,
Wayans.
That one special he did...
It was amazing.
The Indian dude has a white name. What is his name?
It's Russell something.
Russell Peters.
Dude, Russell Peters. David Russell Wayans, Peters is funnier than Joe Rogan.
That one where he did Handyman and he laid out on the fucking stool. And he did...
And he was talking about OJ. throw it over the wall.
That shit was funny as hell. Special was funny. I'm putting that above Joe
Rogan. Kevin Hart's funnier than Joe Rogan. I'm not even a big fan of Kevin Hart.
He's got his moments.
Yeah, he's got moments.
He's got moments.
Cat Williams is funny.
But his...
Tucker is funnier than Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he is.
It's only good for... You're not supposed to live anywhere where they let you drink 24 hours a day. That's fucked up.
Well, Las Vegas,
they give you free booze when you're gambling. No, fuck you. That's crazy. How is that the law? And it's all Red Bull plus something, so you got a fucking chemical battle going on in your consciousness. Half of you sped up, the other half is fucked up, so it's just seesaw battle retardation. When you're on Red Bull and whatever and it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, you don't even know who the fuck you are. You got one cylinder that's just moving your feet in certain directions and making up decisions on what you're gonna eat. We went to the Spearmint Rhino Strip Club at 9:30 a.m. on a Thursday.
Yeah. Well, I've actually done that. So.
And it was packed.
It was packed. Yeah. So you were there.
Yeah. That was really depressing.
Well,
that's one of those dumb Red Bull and vodka moments. Well, you're too stupid to be making your own decisions. We were eating breakfast. We were down to two-word sentences. We were just like, waffles, bitch.
I remember when CC Sabathia signed that big-ass contract, he came to us.
You know how you get there? You get to those.
Even that motherfucker with $150 million. Well, he wasn't.
Nobody says anything for a minute. Somebody goes,
word. He just signed $150 million.
You know what I'm saying?
And all I'm thinking of is sleep, man. All I'm thinking of is, oh, I can't wait to hit that pillow. It's going to be so nice to go to sleep. And I hear, hey, man, you guys want to go to the Rhino? And I'm like, fuck. That's my voice.
Listen to this podcast.
So I look at them and see if they heard it too.
Amazing.
This podcast is good. Amazing. I mean, that's why he's making $100 million a year.
His podcast.
Do you know how his podcast actually started? He started recording the conversations in the green room before he went on stage.
Really?
That was the beginning of his podcast.
But did you see the one with him in Post Malone? Where they ate
I can't stand before. Fucking Post Malone, dude, so it's not going
to
be.
But, dude, you have to watch the one with him. But they eat mushrooms before the fucking podcast, and then they go on a 3-hour rant.
Well, that's like, if you talk about the one.
So funny.
But that's like talking about the one with Elon Musk where they get fucking stoned as shit.
Oh, dude, he's had on. Elon Musk one like 18 times.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't agree with the way he thinks about women, but.
No, he did one, and it's an old one. It's been like years ago before all this, where he was talking about, he was like, I was high as fuck, and I started watching National Geographic. It wasn't like a normal National Geographic. It was one where, like, the lions were fucking. And he was like, there's something special about, you know, like, the king of the jungle fucking. He's like, you gotta record this shit. You can't just watch the king of the jungle. Oh, it was hilarious. And he's like talking about, he's like, you know, you see this cat just mount up and he's like, all you're doing is taking, God, I gotta find a fucking tape. I gotta record this shit. Oh, it was hilarious. Oh my God, it was so funny.
Joe Rogan ain't in my top 10.
Now, you know what? There's somebody I didn't mention who's an amazing stand-up comedian, Dom Irrera. Dom Irrera is fucking funny as shit, stand-up. I'm preparing for the. He's like an old school comedian.
I'm like Sinbad would definitely go above.
Well, what's the Hispanic? What's the.
You know what? Hey, John Leguizamo.
No.
John Leguizamo.
I feel like you're talking about
Carlos Mencia.
No, Carlos Mencia is not that
good. Dude, he rips people off.
He did. That's why Joe Rogan ended his fucking career. I know who you're talking about. You're talking about
the old dude. Yes. Right?
Yes.
I know you're thinking about.
Why can't I think?
George Lopez.
Yes. Dude, he's got some funny ass.
He does
fucking
have some shit.
Dude, he's got some funny ass stand-up.
Yeah, George Lopez. George Lopez definitely has some funny shit.
George Lopez is definitely funny. Definitely. But I'm definitely going Sinbad before I go Joe Rogan.
I mean, we're forgetting about one of the greatest too.
Who?
But I haven't heard none of y'all mention. If you listen to it, I'm a Seinfeld fan. So,
I don't think his stand-up is funny.
See,
his show is funny.
It's funny in a different.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta
it's
like
a different
that.
I tell you what, Seinfeld.
Angle.
Seinfeld had some that episode, the masturbation
like
episode, where they make that bit. Seinfeld, where fucking Kramer comes in 5 minutes, they have a conversation about masturbation and they're going to bet.
Yeah.
Kramer comes in there 5 minutes, I'm out! 5 minutes later, that shit was so funny.
Seinfeld is definitely a different taste.
Yeah.
Oh, but, yeah. Definitely. Oh, that shit was funny as fuck.
See, like Seinfeld, I would compare
the
to
shrinkage episode.
I would, well, I'm just, like his stand up, I would compare it to like Tim Arnold.
Uh oh. We in trouble?
Where's the law?
What's the facial expression?
She moved on. But I will compare Seinfeld to Tim Arnold. Like, it's a certain...
Yeah,
you have to appreciate that brand of comedy.
Yes.
That's a lot of comedians, though.
But we all agreed on Carlin Breyer Murphy.
You can't argue that.
It don't matter what... Like, if you don't laugh, you
ain't fucking human. Like, I'm just sorry. Like,
if you watch Sunset Strip, if you watch Raw,
I can give you three Carlin ones.
Well, what's funny about that is, and then you have to separate, you know,
from Murphy.
Well, yeah, and part of that is you would have to, even if you talk about comedy in general, you'd still have to separate it out, like improv. Yeah. And a fucking routine is a completely different battle.
Well, so, like, that's where Robin Williams
Is the best improv actor I've ever seen.
Robin Williams excels.
Drew Carey is fucking...
Drew Carey. Like, that show, whose line before they...
Wayne Brady.
Wayne is fucking nasty.
Wayne Brady.
Well, before they kiddied the Whose Line Is Anyway, they were fucking raw that show.
Yeah. See, like, so... A lot, like, especially, like, living in L.A., people would tell me all the time, I should do stand-up. Like, yo, I can't prepare shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm funny in the moment. Like, I'm not funny. Like, you can't just say, hey, be funny. Like, no.
What? Say what?
Yeah. Motherfuckers, they used to even tell me, like, yo, hire you some writers. Like, no, I can't deliver somebody else's material. Like, I'm just funny when it
You just
happens.
Come up with it on spur of the moment.
Yeah. Like, improv, I love... improv, but I love improv acting. I don't love improv comedy.
Do you guys know who that one comedian is? He's known for roasting people at the show.
There's a few different.
Yeah, that redheaded dude is who I'm talking about. Where he'll always have a heckler and he'll just shred the heckler. It's like Jeff Hostetler or something like that. Let me see if I can find him.
Jeff Hostetler is a quarterback, but Jeff Foxworthy is...
No, it's not him either.
No, there is one.
Jeff Hostetler is the quarterback.
I think it's Hostetler.
No, Jeff Hostetler is the quarterback for the Giants, like, in 80. Like, he backed up Phil Simms.
Hold on, I just do comedian.
It's like Hofstadter or something.
The only redhead comedian is...
I know who you're talking about.
Is Carrot Top.
he's known for roasting hecklers.
Wait, where do we rank Gallagher?
See, I don't find his brand of comedy very funny. Steve Hofstetter is his name.
I'm not familiar with him.
Oh, dude, he's funny. I can already see his face.
Yeah.
Gallagher, like, we might not appreciate his brand of comedy, but that motherfucker.
Their show is in Jersey Shore.
He was doing his hockey.
We needed a little birthday party for someone turning 26. They were pretty chatty, so Brett drunk addressed them. He involved them enough in the show to keep them happy, but also enough to quiet them down.
Shit,
Carrot
Top too.
Is that a cartoon character in the back? What was that sound? It sounded like literally a Disney person.
No, this ain't the dude that roasted me. Because the dude Steve, he'll fuck somebody up, he'll roast him, and then be like, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, you know what? TK Kirkland.
Hey, so.
TK Kirkland.
That's your son.
Really?
I know who it is, but I can't think of any material.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I know who he is, but I can't think of any of his material.
TK
Kirkland. I might have seen it, but the name this time.
Dark skinned dude, like, yo, no, TK is definitely top 20. Definitely top 20.
Name
does
not
work.
I might have seen it.
When you see him, I feel like it'll resonate. TK Kirkman has some shit.
What do you think?
So get more black friends then. You're the black guy. No, that's great. But you just said like you were like, oh, that's so sad. Like, get that up. Anyway, so.
Well, which one was it where he talked about the
what are you pointing at right now?
Party. Anyway,
what are we in trouble for? Oh, you have to talk to Miles on that one right there. Miles been tearing that shit up. why is she jerking?
She can't be like, oh, so you was running about that zombie shit. thought
that's
she
what
was
that look
pale.
Was, right?
Yeah, man, she was pale and shit. Like, damn. I thought, hey, get the crossbow! Get the crossbow!
Oh, shit.
Hey, another one,
But which one was it where he was talking about Bob Barker getting it? Was it Bob Barker getting the divorce? And she wants half.
Nah, it wasn't Bob Barker. It was Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson. That's Johnny Carson. That,
who was it?
The Eddie Murphy special.
Ah,
where
okay.
About she wants half.
I got $300 million
and one.
One and another, like $150 later. I got this boutique. I got this boutique. I made $150. I got $300 million.
That's
we have $300 million and $150.
That's what we're talking about, the African bush bitch. Yeah. With a bone in her
head. I feel
that,
like that
you know what
wrong.
That brings me up Tommy Davidson.
Tommy Davidson was good.
He's better in movies though.
He was
but,
better in movies.
Dude.
Better in movies.
I always think of fucking Ace Ventura, the second one where he's the dude in the back.
Dude,
that
he's
part.
So good in this.
And he's like, hey, those threw me a spear.
Oh, yeah.
So I was fucking crying during
see,
that
okay,
scene.
So
that
Jim
shit
Carrey
was funny.
Is a perfect example of way funnier in movies.
Movies
than stand up.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example because Jim Carrey was.
He's fucking
way
Canadian. He's
funny.
Hey, he's Canadian. You got to lower your expectations just a little bit.
He's top five movie comedians.
Movie comedians
by far.
By far.
Oh,
I will agree
you
with
can't
that.
Argue that.
Einhorn is a man!
You can't
oh, God!
Dude, him in movies, he might be like top three.
Eddie Murphy's probably the only one that's top five in both.
Yeah. But I was thinking Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours, Golden Child.
48 Hours is fucking hilarious.
Trading Places, come like that, yo.
But then he started killing to a Dr. Little and shit. Like,
if we focus on the early career.
Queens!
If we focus on the early
what you,
career.
Hey, have you watched the new one that's coming out?
Coming to America is not out yet. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's not out.
But like,
they're making it.
Harlem Nights. Coming to
dude,
America.
Harlem Nights one of my
going
best.
Like,
Harlem
yo,
Nights is the best one.
Come on, man.
Shut my pinky toe off.
No,
pinky toe.
Hey, how was it? I killed her. Oh, tore that pussy up. Hold on. Nah, I shot her. Pussy that bad.
That was Richard Pryor, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
That shit was
so
funny.
Good. We call it Sunshine.
Oh, dude. That shit was
Eddie Murphy
hey,
was like.
Put your mom on the phone.
No,
I ain't coming
no,
home
no
more.
I ain't coming home no more.
Put your mom back down.
I think Eddie
that
Murphy
shit
was the director
awesome.
Or some shit on that. Eddie Murphy was like the director on that or something.
Dude,
like
that movie was so good.
I can't remember. What was his name? The guy. It was like, Louis, I think I love you.
Eddie Murphy wrote Harlem Nights, bro.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy wrote Harlem Nights.
Oh, shit.
That was during Richard Pryor's sad period, so you kind of had to.
Eddie Murphy was the writer and director
oh, see,
of
that.
Harlem
I had
Nights.
No idea that about that.
So like,
that movie is so funny.
He's the only one that's top five in both.
That part where they get
he's the only one that's top five in both.
That part where they get Danny Aiello in there, like, yeah, I would start taking short breaths. <He's> everybody's watching that dying.
He was like,
oh my
he,
God.
He was like, we give a take. So if you, you might want to. Man,
that movie is so funny.
Just
that,
because you named Lady Heron don't mean you got to do it.
That
on,
that and Della Reese. Della Reese was so funny in that. Be careful, quick fucking with a heavyweight.
Oh. You want to hit me with trash cans.
That.
No, I got
you killed my brother. I love my part.
That
you
motherfucker.
Shut
that motherfucker in.
Oh, my God. That movie was so
and it,
funny.
No, fuck
so
this.
Huh?
Got all three of them.
What?
Shit. That brings up another. Tommy Ford, rest in peace.
Tommy Ford, rest
yeah,
in
right.
peace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On that one,
hey,
Tommy
yeah.
Ford.
Hey, Charlie Murphy was also in that movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Charlie Murphy was also in that movie. Robert Harris, Red Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick as in, quick to get your ass kicked, quick in to whoop some ass.
Motherfucker said, how was it? Killed her. So that pussy up, huh? Nah, shut up.
Shut up. Pussy that bad? Shit, who was that? Who was
Jasmine Guy?
Jasmine Guy.
I haven't watched that in so long.
That was Jasmine
Guy. I'm gonna have to watch
you that. You know what? I watched a couple weeks ago for Shits and Giggles and still fucking hilarious. Road Trip.
Oh, 1,000%.
Oh my god, that part where they go the black fraternity and DJ Qualls he's like shit, it's like, holy shit, did you kill a cheetah? These are paintings, she gave them to me. Hey, he takes them against That movie was funny as fuck.
Will Ferrell might be a top five comedian.
I don't think Will Ferrell's funny at all.
It's so spotty for me with him.
Road Trip?
No.
Dude, he's so spotty.
Ricky Bobby?
He wasn't in Road Trip.
Yes, he was. Not Road Trip, excuse me.
No.
Old School.
And that's his only funny movie, is Old School.
Ricky Bobby?
Not funny. 6 pound, 8 ounce, baby Jesus?
Step Brothers?
Not funny.
Okay. Now, Step Brothers was pretty funny. I'll give you that one.
I can't get into that brand of humor.
Ricky and Semi-Pro?
No.
Blaze of Glory?
No.
He's not your brand. No. He's in the same thing. What's the Jewish
Adam
guy?
Adam Sandler.
No.
Adam Sandler, that's the Jewish guy.
The other one.
It's like, how many Jews do we have in comedy?
No.
Pick one.
Right. Adam Sandler.
No.
Did you guys see that thing I shared earlier where it was Adam Sandler fucking with, what was the guy that played Shooter McGavin? Christopher, what's his last name?
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of
Happy Gilmore. Adam Sandler did the fucking Happy Gilmore fucking crush off the tee.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christopher, I can't think of his name, he responded with a putt. And said, Shooter McGavin still got you.
Right.
I was like, that is amazing.
Price is wrong, bitch. But I feel like Adam Sandler and Will Ferrell both are playing the same character in every movie.
They are.
You have to.
Adam Sandler definitely is.
Like that brand of comedy to actually.
You know what? I always loved Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore. That, to me, is his best movie. But then I liked him in Grown Ups, too.
Little Nicky's funny as shit.
Oh, Happy Gilmore is
shit. Happy Gilmore's the best one.
Like Little Nicky and Happy Gilmore was his two best. By far.
Yeah.
But Adam Sandler's brand of comedy is literally the same in every movie.
That is true.
But like,
what the fuck is his name?
Ben Stiller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller, the old man.
Not Jerry Stiller. Same thing as.
He's Jewish?
Yes.
Makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. His dad, Jerry Stiller, is Jewish. Ben Stiller,
I know
not
Jerry
really
Stiller,
so much.
Yeah.
So he is
like,
the same thing.
I'm not no big fan of Ben Stiller.
You know what? The only thing I find him funny in is Something About Mary.
I found him funny in.
And that's because
Nietzsche Waters was pretty funny, though.
Yeah. But De Niro carried that, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
De Niro carried it.
I'm sorry. In Something About Mary, he's fucking funny.
I get it. But nah, he was funny in Chips. He was funny in Chips. Him and Luco. Not Luco. Owen Wilson.
Yes. Yeah, well, maybe. That was pretty damn funny.
Chips.
They did a remake of Chips.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
You know Chips, the TV series?
Yes, I've never seen it.
They did a remake.
I thought you were trying to reference Wedding Crashers for a minute. I'm like,
Well, hey, Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn is fucking hilarious.
Vince Vaughn is a funny motherfucker. What is it?
He's like, I got a Code 3, I got a clinger.
Code 3 clinger. That was Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, that shit was so funny. It was an Isla Fisher.
The breakup with a wedding, with Jennifer Aniston.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, Wedding Crashers.
It's funny as shit. Christopher Walken killed it.
Christopher Walken.
Ben Stiller was in that.
Who
was it that they went to? That was Christopher Walken.
He was the OG. That was Christopher Walken.
Now Bradley Cooper was the boyfriend.
No, that was Christopher Walken. That was the OG Wedding Crasher.
Yeah, he was the father.
That was Christopher Walken. Yeah.
That they went to, and he had mom made some shit for him when he went to the house.
You guys want to talk about somebody with fucking range? Christopher fucking Walken.
Hold on now.
Think about it, from Deer Hunter to Kings of New York. to
Christopher. No, and then Range. The shit with Last Man Standing, Pulp Fiction, like, yo, Christopher Walken, True Romance, like, yo, Christopher Walken is across the board.
Godfather. You know? And he's and when you talk about, you talk about Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, people skip over Christopher Walken. That dude has a fucking resume.
Joe Pesci, too. Like, yeah. can do
his best movie is My Cousin Vinny. Yeah. That is his best movie.
Like you can watch My Cousin Vinny and then watch Casino. It's like, this is the same dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nuts. Like,
I'm funny to you. How am I funny?
I think Casino.
Tell me how I'm funny.
I
think
Casino is his favorite, his best movie.
Casino, Goodfellas.
My Cousin Vinny is the funniest movie.
It's the funniest. Yes, yes. So I'll give you that.
These youths. You gotta judge these youths.
It's the funniest.
These youths. That shit was so funny. Marissa Tomei made that movie, though.
Yeah, she's
that the part where she was talking about the deer. Like, imagine this, your little deer sipping your cool little deer lips into the brook, and boom, soy blues your fucking brain. She is a, that part when the owl is hooting and he runs out there and fucking blows the gun in every direction and goes back in the house. He goes to jail to get a good night's sleep. That movie's fucking hilarious. That is truly one of his funniest movies.
My Cousin Vinny was amazing. Even in Lethal Weapon. Okay.
Leo Getz.
Whatever you want.
Dude,
Leo
Getz. Lethal Weapon 1 is one of my all-time.
Really?
It's like a top 20. But series, Lethal Weapon is one of my...
What ruined that for me? Fucking Mel Gibson's behavior after the fact.
It's a top 5 series for me.
I wouldn't give Lethal Weapon a top 5
series. Oh, it is for me. I watch all of them at any time.
Godfather is 1. Mm-hmm.
We Godfather.
Matrix is a 2. Are we counting MCU?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go Captain America.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand why we don't count it, but I'm definitely going to go Captain America if we're going, you know what I'm saying? Like, 1, 2, 3 is definitely better.
Put that in there, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're not going to count it, we're not going to count it. But so Godfather's in Matrix without question. Terminator.
I will watch
Lethal. They killed Terminator by trying to make
it. I'm watching all the Lethal.
3 was trash.
Yes.
But if you throw 3 out.
1 and 2 were fucking
amazing. 1 and 2, and even Genesis wasn't bad. Genesis wasn't bad.
See, I'm watching the Lethal Weapons before I watch Terminator.
Really?
Yeah. You put me up. The way I look at the series, if you put me on a Sunday afternoon and you playing 3 straight, what am I going to watch first?
Lord of the Rings.
That's going to take me till Monday.
Right. Right. That shit is 12 hours.
That's taking me till Monday.
No, and what's funny is I always think about Clerks, too, where he's like, there was so much fucking in that movie.
Just walking. Let me give you the whole series. 1. 2. 3.
You just said it, though. Hunger Games is severely underrated.
Hunger Games is dope, but that's another long one. That shit is long as fuck.
Yes.
So, Matrix and Godfather can't be
argued. I'll put you in there.
Can't be argued.
No.
So,
Matrix was designed to be a single movie, though.
No, yeah. And then they 2 and 3
they
was...
did right with it, though.
Well, okay. Which brings me to another one. What is your favorite single movie that should have been a series? Yeah, they made one
Usual
of them.
Usual Suspects.
Ooh, you know what? Talisa's never watched that, and that's exactly my reaction. I was like, "How have you never watched Kevin Spacey's best fucking movie ever?"
Usual Suspects could have easily had a sequel or a prequel.
I need to know what happened to Kaiser.
So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Usual Suspects could have easily
you watch Billions, right?
Or a prequel.
Where fucking Dollar Bill went in there. I am fucking Kaiser Souza.
See, I'm not a big prequel fan. Because it kills me to already know the ending. And
I like prequels.
See, I'm not.
Well, I like origin stories.
Now, a little different.
I see what you're
saying. A little different.
I get that.
Little different.
I'll agree with that. Because, like, I want to know Like you remember when it? Oh, Kaiser Soze, I want to hear that.
Now, if you give me his,
there is no Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, like, well, number it was a gang of Hungarians, and they had his wife, and they had his child. And, like, I want to hear how he became.
Now, if you give me his whole I'll agree with you with that.
Yeah,
I'm on board with that. But for a prequel to something I already know what the ending is,
I like origin story.
Watch it. Like watching the fucking Titanic. I know what the fuck happened.
Oh wait, so wait.
Like they all
let me guess. The ship goes to the bottom of the Atlantic. Wait.
So, are we going to put the Dark Knight series? Is it? Because that's definitely top five.
Ooh.
Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises.
I tell you what,
top five.
Fucking Heath Ledger.
I can go with that.
So that's three.
I'm good with that.
That's three.
I'm good with that.
I would put Die Hard above Lethal Weapon.
It's right there with it for me.
It's very close.
It's right there.
So we're still going sequences, or are we not answering the original question?
No, he's just serious.
That's a hard question.
That's why I'm a fucking asking.
Are we only gonna go three?
Huh?
I'm still going Die Hard 1, 2, 3 over Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3. If we're only going 1, 2, 3, I can't say Rocky. Four.
No, you can't.
Rocky Four. Because if we only go on 1, 2, 3,
because 5 was trash.
5 was terrible.
5.
We're like five don't exist. We're throwing 5. Horrible. We're throwing.
How
5
do you think they've done with Creed?
I like Creed.
I like Michael Jordan.
I like Creed. Right. But now, if we only go on 3, you can't put.
And
Rocky
it's got in. Your girl Tessa Thompson in it.
But if we're doing series,
you know that
we have to put Rocky in there.
Hey, you know that she actually sang those songs.
Yeah, but because her and Janelle Monáe is a couple. Yeah.
That chick can actually sing.
They both can act the same. Both
I tell you what, Tessa Thompson can fucking sing.
Man. And they both little ass motherfuckers. So yeah. They're about yay big. But if we're going serious, Rocky has to be in there. If we only doing 1, 2, 3, then we gotta throw it out.
I would agree with you, but I only like Rocky 1 and 2. I don't care for 3.
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. Well, 3 was Clubber Lang. That was Mr. Yeah. C. And yeah. Hulk Hogan. And
hence
shit.
The reason I don't care for it.
We gotta throw it out. But I'm saying if we're doing series, but that means doing, 4 is in
if you,
here.
Okay, if you're doing Ivan Drago, that's a different story.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
Rocky has to be in there. So if we're not doing whole series, and we only...
Interesting.
Lethal Weapon 4 was trash.
Hey, interesting, unnecessary factoid.
So if we're only doing 3, then I'll take Lethal Weapon over Rocky.
Interesting, unnecessary factoid.
I'm still saying Die Hard over Lethal Weapon, with the 3.
I'm drawing a blank on his name. Who played Ivan Drago?
Dolph Lundgren.
You know that motherfucker has a master's in chemistry?
That motherfucker's a genius.
He is smart. Also...
And he's a big motherfucker. Like, yes. He's like 6'4".
Some note, you know who Grace Jones is?
Yeah.
He was...
Grace Jones was a big motherfucker. She like 6'2 or some shit.
They actually were together for like 7 years.
Yeah,
Grace Jones. I was like, that is a very unusual couple right there.
Hey, if they would have had a child, that motherfucker would be Shaq. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk about the...
Do you know how he got his start?
No.
He was Grace Jones' bodyguard.
You know what's funny?
I got an answer for you for your question.
Okay.
Spawn.
Now, which version of Spawn?
There was only one Spawn.
There's a cartoon version.
No, there's a movie version.
Movie. Okay. Well, you said there's only one version. There's two versions.
You said movie. No.
I did say movie. But
I would like to see a series off of.
With Michael Jai White as Spawn?
Oh, hell yes.
Because
he killed that shit.
Oh, well, no.
John Leguizamo killed that shit.
Then let's not forget about Teresa Randall, because
she was nice too. Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah, she was nice.
If you talk about gorgeous ass black women, Teresa Randall, right there at the top.
We might can say Blade over Lethal Weapon.
But they made a series of that in.
But we were just saying 3 movies.
Yeah, Blade is the first Blade is so fucking good. And you know why?
Everyone had Ron Perlman.
And you know why that's so good? Because Steven.
Westman.
No, because
Steven just killed that shit.
No, because Steven Dorff was such a fucking
Steven
good
Dorff
bad guy.
Steven Dorff was good, but you're killed.
You and I, you and I have had this conversation about your good, your hero is only as good as your villain is.
Without question.
Steven Dorff was a fucking amazing evil guy.
Frost was a monster.
Oh, Deacon Frost was a fucking monster.
But Wesley killed.
Oh, absolutely.
That shit.
But the reason the one
Wesley resurrected Marvel.
But the reason one is so good,
we would not have an MCU if Wesley wasn't Blade.
True statement.
He resurrected Marvel was going bankrupt. They were selling off all their properties.
And after that, it brought X-Men back.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Because that came out, 98?
But no, they sold off X-Men. They sold off X-Men. They sold off Daredevil. They sold off Fantastic Four. They sold off all that shit. And they threw Blade out there as a little rinky-dink, whatever the fuck. They sold off Ghost Rider.
And he did kill it, but the reason the first one is so much better than the second and third is because Steven Dorff was the bad guy.
I agree.
Because after that,
the third one was.
Is that the one with
Ryan Reynolds and
the only reason that's any good is because Ryan Reynolds was fucking hilarious.
Ryan Reynolds was funny, but like that third one was.
It was trash as far as story and shit. It was trash, but the first one is so good. Because the backstory and amazing.
Second one was good too.
And not to me, I can't pronounce her name. What is it? Nimish Wright? What is her name?
In the first one?
Yes.
I don't know her name really.
Oh my.
She ain't really have a long career.
No, but you talk about dark skinned women.
Sexy as
fuck.
Oh my. Sexy as fuck.
God!
I'm definitely falling in the blood pit for her. 1000%. The second one was dope though, cause matter of fact, Boondock Saints was a little traitor homie. He was a traitor. Boondock Saints. Daryl was the traitor in two.
Yes.
He was a traitor. He was the one that let everybody in and shit in two.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
He was a traitor.
What's his name? That's going to drive me crazy.
Boondock Saints. Daryl.
I know who you're talking about. What's his name?
I can't think of it either. He's a great actor.
I know. God damn it! It's right there. I can see it. I can't think of it either.
Give
me a
second. And then, Norman Reedus, 1000%. And Whistler was dope. I like Whistler.
Oh yeah, Chris Christopherson was amazing and everything.
Man, I like Whistler like a motherfucker, man.
Whistler
reminds me a lot of Sam Elliott. He just that old cool motherfucker. Dude, it don't matter what role you put him in.
There's a forgotten movie, Chris Christopherson and Payback with Mel Gibson.
Payback was dope. Hey, Mel Gibson got a couple like little one-offs that just was like Payback. What was the other one where it wasn't Payback. It was what was the name of that movie? Like he kept on trying to get this little $70,000 and shit.
That's Payback.
Is that Payback?
Yes.
Is it Payback? Okay.
Yeah. That one's only good because of like all the things leading up to that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you. It was a good story. I watched about a month ago. I don't know if you all like Roadhouse.
Dude, I love that because of Sam Elliott.
Kurt Russell.
Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. Thank you.
Actually,
that movie.
Actually, you know who?
So
you
know, good.
No, you know who made that movie good? Hank Azaria.
I'll give you that.
He played
Swayze killed that.
Swayze killed that.
Now, Sam Elliott, I love that dude.
Swayze killed that.
Did you watch either one? Because you know after you left, we watched Tombstone, right?
I'm breaking up with you. So,
well, I started watching Young Guns, and Talisa came down here, and she's like, can we watch Tombstone? Because Val Kilmer was the best Doc Holliday ever.
I have an answer to the question earlier. What single movie deserved a series? Reservoir Dogs.
You know what mine would be?
Reservoir Dogs.
Do you know what mine would
be? I would love to see the follow-up. Again, either
Michael
the
Madsen.
Prequel to see all these little motherfuckers doing their little crimes before him, before they became Mr. Black and Mr. Brown.
A prequel would be awesome.
You know what I'm saying? But I would still like to see what happened afterwards, too.
Do you know what mine is? V for Vendetta.
That'd be a good one.
After?
As a prequel.
It's got to be a prequel.
As a prequel.
I feel like they gave us too much of the story.
I think they could build up with how V became V.
They gave us a lot of it in the movie, though.
They did, but they didn't tell you what he did to end up being
in the concentration camp.
Yep.
I see what you're saying.
Now, I'll tell you an after that I'd like to see.
I see what you're saying.
Snatch.
Guy Ritchie's fucking hilarious.
I would like to see him war again. I would like to see the
fucking Pikey Bastards.
That is one of my. I told y'all.
I tell you what. That is one of the movies where fucking Brad Pitt just fucking slayed that role, dude.
And like this one,
because the Prince didn't even know what the fuck he was saying.
No, he came up with that language.
Oh yeah, he just
did that himself.
Hey, that's another one with Usual Suspects, because Benicio del Toro did the same thing.
Yeah, in that movie,
Benicio del Toro,
like Chiron.
Yeah. Huh?
Do you like dog? No? Do you like dogs?
Do you like dogs?
Do you like dogs?
Yo.
The fuck is a
hey,
dog?
Hey, Brad Pitt.
That movie.
Y'all know my Instagram name to this day is I am the black Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is kill shit.
No,
dude, I would love.
It's Boris the Bullet Dodger. Why do they call him the Bullet Dodger? Because he dodges bullets.
Speaking of Brad Pitt, Fight Club.
Oh, Fight
One
Club.
Of my favorites.
But you he's have to, not what makes that movie.
No.
I don't know.
Chuck Palahniuk is what made that movie.
I don't know. Brad Pitt made Fight Club.
No.
Yeah.
No, that was Edward Norton.
Ed Norton made that movie.
No,
yes, dude. Ed Norton is so underrated as an actor.
No.
His best movie is American History X.
No. Well,
American
yes,
History
but
X.
Rounders was super fucking good.
Hands down, American History X.
I'm not gonna say hands down. It's very close.
No, Rounders is really,
it's very
really
close. And we're also forgetting Primal Fear.
Ooh, good one, Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
No.
That was Nick Nolte.
Richard Gere.
Oh, you're right. It was Richard Gere. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's good.
That's a three headed monster.
Yeah, it is.
Primal Fear, American History X, Rounders.
Hey, you know what? That takes me. Edward Norton.
He put some really good movies out.
Edward Norton takes me to The Illusionist, which takes me to The Girl. What's her name? I can see her face.
We can talk movies too.
Oh, yeah. All night. No, what is her fucking name? I can see her face.
Rounders would be a good one.
Oh,
prequel.
Shit. That would be a good prequel.
What's the Russian dude? What's the KGB? John Malkovich.
Yes.
I would like to see his prequel.
Yeah.
How did he become KGB?
Here's what I was getting. So, Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
You wouldn't fuck with Jessica Biel?
I mean, if she just naked in my bed, I ain't gonna kick her out.
That is a thick-ass white girl.
I'm not gonna, chase her down or no shit.
I'm just saying.
Jessica Biel was Blade also.
Yes, but you remember that movie she did Stealth with Jamie Foxx and
it was cool. It was all right.
Do you remember that part where she was climbing up the side of the mountain in the bikini?
Maybe not. I don't think so.
I mean, her ass.
You about to put it up. I know you about to do it. Don't put it up.
I got to clear my desk off to look at that because that shot was amazing.
I'm not no big Jessica Biel fan. Whatever you pull up, it ain't going to change nothing for me.
See, Talisa always says she's kind of basic looking. I was like, she is, but there are certain parts of her that are not basic looking.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston's killing Jessica Biel.
Yeah. Is she still married to Justin Timberlake?
Nobody's still married to Justin Timberlake.
It says she is. They've been married since 2012.
No way.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Justin Timberlake is single.
She's single. She only 5'7".
I mean, that's tall for a woman.
That was a weird movie. Appeal. That was a weird movie. What was the one she did with Nicolas Cage, where he could see? That was a weird fucking movie.
I know what you're talking about, but that shit was he could see 2 minutes in the future and shit. That was a good movie. I like Nicolas Cage. The Rock. I would like to see a prequel to The Rock.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I would like to know.
Because I tell you what.
Sean Connery,
yeah.
Rest in peace. I don't got no drink, but.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
See, this is what I was talking about. So where is she at?
Nah, that's why you fuck with me.
Sean Connery is hands down the greatest Bond of all time.
Oh absolutely.
If anyone wants to argue,
come on,
I'm gonna need to drink on that.
We gotta
Sean Connery and his amazing portrayal as 007.
There was a fan.
Oh, that's so good.
There was a fan movement when Daniel Craig became the new Bond.
There ain't no sexier voice than Sean Connery's.
Man,
that's a dude. I mean, it is what it is. But that
it's
dude,
between him and Morgan Freeman. It's between him and Morgan Freeman. I agree. I'm not gonna argue with no shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
dude, both of them motherfuckers, that dude can talk, and I bet you he can talk the panties off any girl in this
man,
world.
That motherfucker can read the Constitution, and it's like, God damn, I love this is weird. Okay, that got me. Is that Jessica Biel right
That's
there?
That's Jessica Biel.
I love her. I will hold her hand and skip through a part.
I don't know. It's like, I am just down with the thickness.
So look, hey.
That's like, that is the reality of that. So look, I am down with the thickness.
When Daniel Craig became the new Bond, there was like this little fan movement. They wanted to have Sean Connery versus Daniel Craig, where it's like.
Sean was so much better.
But no, I'm saying like a movie where Sean Connery as the old Bond went rogue.
Wow.
And Daniel Craig had to like go, like basically Sean Connery would have been the villain, and Daniel Craig would have been.
That would have been pretty decent.
I would have watched that.
I would be on board for that. That might have been pretty decent.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that might have been pretty decent.
Like basically,
but I can't see him going bad though.
But,
like,
but no,
can't turn,
so on some spy shit.
Now, if they would have turned Daniel Craig bad,
no,
brought
so
Sean back in to go
like,
get
no, Sean Connery. So you know
Sean
like,
Connery's character in The Rock was just
but you know a popular fan theory from The Rock was he
was
James Bond,
yes.
And he got caught.
Yeah.
So let's keep on rolling
right.
with that.
All right.
He got disavowed by MI6.
Okay.
And he got out.
Alright.
And then once he got out, he like, oh, y'all don't fuck with me no more?
That's
I'm gonna take all this knowledge, I'm gonna
you
do
can't,
like,
you,
I
can't
some
talk,
reckless
you can't talk
shit.
About that without talking about Vanessa Marcel.
But what I'm saying though, that's what turned him bad because he got caught and his country all right. disemboweled him.
I can go with that.
You
I
see
know,
what
I
I'm
go
saying?
With that. I
so
with
like
that.
Now he's just doing his own. Now he's not necessarily bad. He's just doing
he's just
his own
doing,
thing.
Yeah, okay, I can go with that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can
and
go,
they,
I can go
and with then that. They send Daniel Craig to take him out.
Yeah,
that would be a dope.
As long as Sean gets the win inside of it, I'm alright.
You know what I'm saying? That would be a dope movie though.
I'm,
like
I'm
Bond
not
versus
Dan,
Bond.
I'm not a Daniel Craig fan.
I'm not either.
Like I'm just
not.
They weren't that good. They weren't that good.
I agree. Like Casino Royale was only good because
there,
of
there she was. Hey, there she was as she was.
Who
in
was that?
Vanessa Marcel.
No idea what that is.
That she was the girlfriend in The Rock.
Yeah,
she was Nicolas Cage's girlfriend. That's actually the shot from that movie. She was fucking hot in that.
She's showing me too many white women. Like you know
I told you, I'm gonna find a white woman to fuck you up.
Jennifer Aniston. Like, moving on.
Okay, we need to lower your expectations because I don't think I can reel in that.
Oh, you talking about a real life?
Oh yeah.
Like a real white
woman? I'm just, that's why I said I'm just looking for the white woman to fuck you up.
Throw that
Well, you know what?
Like a Columbus, Ohio white woman is just gonna come here and I'm like, oh my god, like no.
Yeah. See, now it's just my life goal to find said Columbus white woman.
Set the sights lower. Maybe when you go to Paris, like maybe you can find a white woman there. And
I don't have plane ticket money. Like this motherfucker trying to get me to import him a white woman. That shit is fucked up.
There ain't no Columbus, Ohio white woman.
I was like, you telling me I gotta import you a white woman? Yeah. That's some straight bullshit. Now I'm gonna find you some locally grown white woman to just fuck you up.
You know what? I will give you a curve. Like, find me a white woman that is a child of a fully white woman and a half white man, half black man. Like, so she's 75% white and she's 25% black. Maybe you got a chance there. But, like, nah, you're not just going
to
find
no,
a whole
see,
full
see, that,
white
that just
woman
brings me back to my previous statement about, like Middle Eastern women. There's some Middle Eastern women.
Without question. 1,000%.
Shh.
Yeah,
you
got a better chance of that.
Do you remember Van Wilder? Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
What was the Indian chick at the end of that?
Danush. Oh, no. I don't know the Indian chick.
I can't think of her name. She's been in a couple of things. What was that called? That's one of his best movies, by the way.
Reservoir Dogs can have a whole fucking sequel and a whole fucking prequel.
Well, you got to think of the characters in that, man. characters, and that was fucking amazing.
The cast was
I'm going to tell you a movie that I absolutely love, and it's for a fucked up reason, because when I watched it, I had no idea what it was about, and it fucked me up when I started watching it, was From Dusk Till Dawn.
Hey, we talked about that before you got in there. George Clooney was the best bad guy.
I had no idea.
That would be a good prequel.
I had no idea what the movie was about.
To see how them brothers.
So I'm watching these motherfuckers rob shit, and then all of a sudden there's vampires and shit that come. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
We had a whole conversation about this while he was not at your girlfriend's house.
And then Selma Hayek and
her. We had a whole conversation about that too. So look, I hate feet. I hate feet.
I'll suck her toes.
When Selma Hayek did the and poured the shit.
You're sucking them, ain't you? Big toe all up in that motherfucker and everything.
Toe jam. Don't even clear that toe jam out nothing.
No.
No.
There you go, Miles.
Dude.
Who is this?
Tisha Lobo. That's the chick at the end of Van Wilder.
Man, I can't see that far away. Like, you know I'm old.
I mean, I'm
the end of Van Wilder?
Yeah, she was the Indian chick that he met at the end of Van Wilder.
I don't remember. Mm. That the one where, like, they set the shit on fire?
It's, like, at the very end. She was...
When they set the shit on fire, because, like, he had all that oil on him and shit.
Well, that was past that. That was past that. This was the chick,
Wait, is she Indian? I love her.
She's Indian.
As long as she's not white. Indian, I love her.
All right, what were you talking about? You were talking about a prequel
to Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh yeah, that would be good. Prequel. That'd be good.
Oh yeah,
and I also agree with you. I would drink Selma Hayek's bathwater.
Man, I would like yo. I would stick my thumb in her asshole.
Who was?
Wow, she's pouring them up.
Who's the fucking dude that's in those? He's in a bunch of those movies. The dude that's in the Arms movie. I can't remember his fucking name.
Arms movie?
Oh, give me a second.
What's
that? Wolf on Wall Street. He was the best. He was the best friend.
DiCaprio.
No, his best. The next guy down. No, his best friend. You know what I'm talking about. Fat dude.
Oh, Jonah Hill.
Yes. That part where he was like, what was it? He was like, I would drag my
War Dogs.
Yes,
because
he said the shit that was the funniest shit ever. He's like, I would drag my dick through a mile of broken glass here and fart through a walk. I was like, dude,
I just watched
who the fuck thinks of this shit? That's funny.
Like to see a sequel to Savages.
The what?
Savages with
that's good
with Kick Ass and no, nobody even Kick Ass. No.
Never seen it.
It was Emile Hirsch and
yes.
That is kick ass, ain't it? No, Taylor Kitsch or whatever. You've seen Savages.
Dude, you ain't seen Savages.
It was the two dudes and they were dating the little bro. Yeah. And like Benicio del Toro and Selma Hayek.
Yeah, she's in that.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Are you serious? Dude, you gotta watch that.
Yo, that shit good as fuck.
That's a good movie.
So look, like Taylor Kitsch is like his ex Marine dude, or former Marine dude. And then, what's the other one's name? Emil something the fuck. It's like a little weed grower motherfucker and they like locking down the weed game and then like Benicio, first of all, Selma Hayek is like the OG.
Yep.
She like the Griselda Blanco type
yeah, she's
shit.
In charge.
And she like, yep. Yo, to Benicio del Toro, tell these motherfuckers I need their weed connect type shit. Like, yo, that shit good, bro. Like, that shit good.
Oh, yeah, you get to watch after that.
That shit good.
That's a good, man.
See, when you were talking about in that context, I was just thinking of Benicio del Toro and the movies he'd been in. You ever seen Things We Lost in the Fire?
He is so...
Benicio's good in everything.
Absolutely. But have you ever seen that?
I don't think so.
It's we were talking about him earlier. So it's David Duchovny, Halle Berry.
I'm an X-Files.
Benicio del Toro.
How have I not seen this?
What is it?
It's called Things We Lost in the Fire. It's a drama.
I don't think
so
I've seen it.
Halle Berry and David Duchovny are married. David Duchovny tries to break up this fight between a husband and wife, and the husband wigs out and kills him.
Oh, I ain't seen
so
that.
Wait,
you tell us too much.
What?
You just said the husband killed somebody.
No, not him. He gets killed by a guy. So David
Duchovny.
David,
saying, like, you still telling us too much of the movie.
So I'm trying to get to how it's a good movie. So, Halle Berry and David Duchovny are married. They have two kids.
Just again. Watch and even watch Yellowstone because you know, already told me the whole shit and shit.
You know? But you're gonna forget by the time you watch it because you're already fucking trashed.
Definitely.
So,
remember, let me have my glass before
Steve pours you another one.
Nah, let me see that.
Nah, I'm fucking with that.
So, David Duchovny and Halle Berry are married, have two kids. David Duchovny gets killed, so it's Halle Berry by herself, right? Benicio del Toro is David Duchovny's best friend, who's a heroin addict.
He Philip Michael Seymour, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
In the movie, he is. He's not. We were talking about that earlier too. So basically,
hey, Manchurian Candidate would be a good sequel.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
No, but like once he becomes president, what happens? Man, fuck y'all, man.
That, see, you make me think about Salt. Since we were talking about her Salt. Ass earlier.
That hey, Salt would be another a good prequel or a good sequel.
Yep.
Yeah. I get Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Red Sparrow.
Dude, I love that.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Dude, I would like to see the sequel to that.
Man. It is fun. No, what? I need to see the. I need to see the after.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was that good.
Oh, see, I thought that was a good movie.
Who's your daddy now?
Yeah, I thought that was a good movie.
Really?
It was just I overdone. Like.
See, nah. I thought that was a pretty good movie.
The comedy was played. It was like such a dry, satirical, like comedic vibe. And then like he's like, come to daddy, and she beat his ass. Who's your daddy now? Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith was
good. Now,
Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
Mom, who almost killed you right now? Like, come right, on, bro.
So a movie that I watched that. It took me a couple times that I really liked it. What was the one with Jennifer Aniston and...
Breakup.
Yes.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it the first time.
That part where she walks through their asshole and they can... in
the fucking trunk.
Yo, Breakup was good.
Because he didn't give a fuck.
Like, yo, when she came home and this motherfucker just in the living room with the strippers and shit. Yo, that shit was hilarious. And you know, the original ending of the breakup was they getting back together. And they changed it on set. Like, no, I'm tired.
Hold on, what? We might be talking.
The breakup. Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
No.
What'd you think
about? Oh, what's his name? Irish dude.
Out of what movie?
Colin Farrell?
No.
Christian Bale?
No. See, that's why I'm so bad at this shit.
Irish dude?
He ends up being a bounty hunter.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Wife.
And he has to go 300, back.
300.
And he has
give me to go. A second. Give
King
me a second.
Leonidas.
Give me a second.
Why can't I think of his fucking name?
White House down.
I know. Yeah. Stop talking and I'll fucking remember this shit.
Fucking, the one.
Oh my God.
See?
Give me a second.
I can't remember.
Gerard Butler.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Him and Jennifer, that movie, dude, I laughed so hard at that fucking movie.
It was
when he puts her in the fucking
trunk. The bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were thinking of Breakup.
No, that's a good ass movie.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
That's a good ass movie.
Hey, so here's an actual topic instead of us just talking about movies. What do you guys feel about, because Ellen Page, who is now Elliot Page.
Yeah.
What do you think about that as far? Because to be honest with you, I think Juno is one of the best movies. Like, it is a funny, good movie.
It was an interesting movie.
And then, if you don't know, there's another movie that she's in called Whip It that was directed by Drew Barrymore. It's about a roller. You know what?
Roller Derby.
Roller Derby is. Have you ever seen that?
I feel like I have, but it didn't.
So it's Ellen Page, Juliette Lewis, and Drew Barrymore. And Drew Barrymore directed it. I like it. I think it's funny. David Stern is the dad, which is funny in it.
So Ellen Page is a man now?
Yes.
Yes.
I did not know that.
I did know that.
Yes.
Do y'all know that the Wachowski brothers are now the Wachowski sisters?
Yes.
I did that too.
That's fucking weird. Like, it's one thing for one person.
One of them, but both of them?
Like, that's just fucking
weird. You know what I feel like? As a result of all the things going on, I feel like I should be able to just pull out my dick in public and be like, it's a vagina, it's okay, yeah. It's okay.
Well, I identify as lesbian, so I should go to whichever restroom I feel like.
I agree with you, because let me tell you.
If my daughter, I'm going to fucking shoot you in your forehead.
As you should.
I'm just letting you know.
As you should.
I am the biggest lesbian out there, because I will tell you, I absolutely love pussy.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm a bigger lesbian than lesbians, because a lot of these lesbians had dick. Yeah. I ain't never had no dick. Yeah. You know, so I'm the biggest lesbian.
I was gonna say, speaking
you
of that,
you can identify whatever you want to.
Right.
Hey, but Miles,
you walk in that bathroom after my daughter.
Yes, sir.
And we have an issue.
Sir, hey.
That's all I'm saying.
I am not fighting you. I'm not debating
that's
you.
All I'm saying.
You are right, sir. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Serious side question, though.
You know what I mean?
How do you feel about being in a cuckold position?
I'm single, so there's no way I can be in a cuckold position. It can't happen.
He was like, look, motherfucker, I'll participate.
I am a cuck to this hold.
Well, it's the bull. It's a bull. It's the one that's. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I was just thinking about in the billions context, because we talked about that earlier with the billions.
Well, that's a submissive.
Well, yeah, no. I was saying in terms of that's normally another avenue of that same lifestyle.
Not necessarily.
I don't know. I guess in my mind I always tie them together. I know that they're separate.
I understand a submissive and a cuckolder can
different things. Cuckolders do not participate.
Well, a cuckold just
watches.
He does what he's told.
Off. Yes.
Yeah, he does what he's told. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But he gets
and
off.
A submissive also does what he's told, but it's different.
I don't know. It is different. And I was looking at it from the viewpoint of.
Like, a submissive can be single. A cuckold is like basically a married man and or just a man in a relationship that is just like sitting there watching his wife get ravaged, getting railed.
Yeah,
one or more
yes.
participants.
That ain't happening.
And he just sitting there like,
no.
And like, a cuckold and a submissive is different. Cause like,
well,
like,
I know they're different. I was essentially asking that to say,
but I'm neither. Let's start there. and neither of them roles.
See, I'm like adding this to the list. Fucking fat ass white woman and cuckolding.
Well, I'm single, so there's no way I can be a cuckold.
Yeah, man, you can watch.
That's just a voyeur.
That's true. That would just be voyeurism.
Yeah, that's just a voyeur. Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna watch you fuck.
And even in relationships, I've watched my chick get fucked by the man when I wasn't getting cucked. Like, you know, that's like different. Like being a swinger and being a cuck is different things. Like, it's a position of dominance, is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, even in a situation where I wasn't the dominant, I've seen my woman get fucked before.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know, but I'm not just. You get some dick? Oh, okay. I see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got my drink. I'm chilling. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
there's a difference between watching your woman get fucked and being a cuckold.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be a cuck. It's not happening.
You ain't just gonna sit there and chill the fuck up.
Yeah.
Steve, are you watching some cuckold videos?
Right.
Like, this took like, a... This took
here's an example.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, shit. But, I can never be a submissive either. You know what I'm saying? Just not. So, obviously, I am in that world, and I'm a dominant. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not switch. You know what I'm saying? So, like, no. It'll never happen.
I guess... Cause my experience in that lifestyle is much more limited than yours, because you know most of it took place when I was single and or you know dating women that were in that lifestyle. But
right.
You know that for me, I always took it as you had to give to get. That was always my outlook. So
a truly submissive woman is getting.
That is true, but I always looked at it like you had to flip that perspective to enjoy
the truly submissive woman only wants to serve. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And I get that. I get that. Because to me,
like, she's getting from giving, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. You know,
because that the fulfillment comes from being from, in that position.
They love it. They cherish it. They worship it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you don't have to give to get. You just, it's just what it is.
All right. I think we're in, like, fucking hour four.
Yeah, we definitely are. But even before we get up, because, like you even, you know a female that submitted to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's like, because I'll put it this way. There was a girl I saw years ago, and she liked to be dominated, but she also liked to be in a position of power where...
Well, she's a switch.
She is a switch. But that her power wasn't predicated on sex. Her power was... And my statement was to say that...
That's a myth of BDSM. This is a sexual thing.
It's not. It's a myth. It's a dominance and submissive.
It's a transfer of power.
You're exactly right. Your perfect equation was that for saying she was a switch. Because I always looked at it like they were two separate things. There were two separate sides to the same pendulum. Yeah. And for the most part, she was always in one. But every once in a while, she liked to be in the other.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a weird dynamic for people who aren't used to it.
Well, everything sexual is a weird dynamic.
And I'm saying outside of the sexual context.
I got that too.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no. Because a lot of dominance and submission...
is tied.
Well, no. But I'm saying like outside of the sexual, a lot of dominance and submission is just traditional...
Gender norms. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Norms.
So like a lot of like for example, like as a like my submissives do my laundry. Mm. My submissives cook for me. Mm. That's just a traditional wife role or tradition, you know what I'm saying? So like there's a lot of things outside of the sexual aspects of thing that's just normal. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But the only difference is like your wife will cook for you and say, here you go, husband. My submissive cook for me and say, here you go, daddy, or here you go, sir, or here you go, king. You know what I'm saying? So that's
and where, it's not as much a gender norm as it is an accepted norm.
It's not as much a gender norm as it is a requirement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, but every dominant, and this could be a whole other episode.
I'm sitting here like, this is going completely left in the last this could be a
whole episode. Because no two dominants are the same.
No.
Absolutely.
Like the way I dom is completely different than a lot of doms that I learned under. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like, for example, generally a submissive carries her dominance bags, opens her dominance doors. I am what's considered a gentleman dom. Mm-hmm. My submissives aren't allowed to open doors. You stand next to that door until I get to it, and I'm opening the door for you. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to stand there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still a man at the end of the day. My submissives aren't allowed to carry bags, unless there's just too many for me to carry. Mm-hmm. And you can carry some. At the end of the day, like, I'm still a man. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to open your doors. I'm going to carry your bags. I'm going to take your trash out. Like, not to make it too personal, but like, if a certain woman be like, this trash need to go out, that's not acceptable for me. But if she say, hey, daddy, can you get the trash for me? Oh, okay, I got you. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference in how you ask. Mm-hmm. It's the way you present it. So like I said, this could be a whole different episode. I know.
Yeah. You know. I was just thinking, I was like, man, we're in
episode five.
We did 2 hours before we started recording the podcast. Right. And now we're in hour three, so it's five. So and yeah.
So we did 2 hours before we recorded. We did another hour before Steve got here.
Right. So it's like we're gonna have to wrap it up. But
we definitely can do a whole episode just on
We've talked about that, and we can talk about that in the context.
We got to do the Kelly Chronicles Part 4.
What? dominance and submission.
Whatever. Like, I mean, because it's all me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The Harvard Club.
Yeah. Did you ever do the Steve stories? So we got to do the Kelly Chronicles and the Steve stories.
Oh, we started at the beginning.
Whatever. Fuck it.
Starting with the club.
Because I've done what, three? How many Kelly Chronicles have I done? Was it two or three?
Yeah. Okay, you missed all my 20s. And I'd have to remember most of those. So.
Man, the Steve stories.
Yeah, I got to remember most of those.
The Steve stories.
You know, I didn't get into club till I was 29, about to turn 30.
Yeah, we'll have to.
I got my whole 20s to go through.
Right.
There's a lot of drugs and alcohol. All
right. Well, in any case, I'm fucking tired. I'm ready to crawl and get in the bed. We will have to. That's what we'll do. I'm going to probably end up breaking this one up into like two smaller ones. But we'll only have two. Yeah, only two. Because, I mean, 3 hours, an hour and a half apiece. But we'll have to come back next weekend. And I don't know whether we're going to do submission or we're going to do Steve's years under heavily drug
influence. Wait, am I coming back tomorrow for whatever the fuck? Well, we'll talk off camera.
Well, that's Sunday. So I don't know. We can't stay up that late on Sunday. I got to work on Monday.
But what I'm saying, am I coming back tomorrow for, or fuck, I'm coming back tomorrow for? Which Alicia says something.